Welcome back. This is Mitch McAllister of Notes from the Underground. Got another show for you today. This week we're specializing in the bands of the Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival. Chris Tarantino is my special guest here, and he picked out this whole playlist for you.
Hit me like a tone. was off. You made me untouchable for life. Ooh, yeah. And you were so polite. You hit me like a ton. I don't know where it's from.
So that that first band there we had, we were just listening to Spoon.
Last song was Spoon. I Turned My Camera On from Gimme Fiction, which will be out May 10th on Merge Records in the U.S.
And that's an excellent track there. It almost it kind of reminds me of Scissor Sisters.
Ooh.
Oh, you don't like that comment there. It's got a Bee Gees kind of disco feel. But
they actually, when they, I'm a huge fan of Spoon, as many people may know listening out there. They're one of my favorite bands of all time. I think their fifth album and a couple EPs. But I've been reading a lot about the album, and they said that they wanted to make sort of like a Franz Ferdinand-ish dance record.
They actually admitted that publicly.
They didn't say Franz Ferdinand, but that song gets compared to Franz Ferdinand. Okay. But they said they wanted to make a dance record.
Okay.
And it got screwed up somewhere along the way. And the album they came out with sounds like the Kinks. That song is sort of unique. The rest of the album doesn't sound like that at all.
Oh,
it's very sort of classic rock and roll sounding.
So there's more of a 60s kind of a, mm-hmm. a flat. You know, this is totally off track. Has nothing to do with Coachella, but I heard a great... a disc today by the Brian Jonestown Massacre.
The new one?
It's the red one. It's like a couple. It's like a
best of.
Yeah, yeah. It's a smoking CD. So, but anyways, back to music that we're going to be covering.
Band we won't be playing today.
And then what? That first track was Fortet.
First track is Fortet, who is this guy named Kieran Hebden out of Brighton or some little mining town in England.
Brighton is not a mining town.
Whatever.
It's a hopping, like, clubbing town.
No, it's totally not. It seems like it is.
I've been there.
Oh, I've heard it's kind of desolate. I know Fat Boy Slim is from there, and they have that big party
every
year.
Yeah, they have.
I heard it's not, like, hot.
Oh, I don't know.
There's so many bands from there, I thought it had to be hopping.
It's actually a really cool town. It's like a college town. But it's pretty affluent, so it sort of has that. I don't know if you've ever been to Carmel in California, or it's like one of those kind of kitschy beach towns with lots of boutiques and antiques, antique sellers and whatever.
Who knew?
And then there's this boardwalk that goes along the beach.
Brighton Beach.
Yeah, and it's the funniest thing because my brother and I went there. He was living in London. He had only been there a few months, and I said, you know, let's go do something. And he was like, yeah, well, I hear Brighton's a great party town. So there, and there's antique sellers and jewelry sellers, and we're like, what the hell? This is Old Lady Central. And then
let's get on,
yeah,
bro.
10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, the lights go out, and all the grandmas go inside, and the kids come out, and.
That's when the granddaughters come out.
There were kids walking around, but we were like, where are they all going to? There's no, we didn't see any clubs on any of the streets.
So we followed some of them.
Yeah, and down, and we went all the way down to the beach,
and we could hear music, but we couldn't see anything. It turns out they have, it's literally underground, like these clubs. Like, so you have to go down onto the sand and then under the boardwalk to get into all these clubs. There's like five or six clubs, and yeah, man, this is a Trans Central station. And anyway, so that's my little story about Brighton. I didn't even
so know not a mining talking. Town, people.
Yeah.
I stand corrected, but that was Fortet from somewhere in England, who is this crazy dude that used to be in this band called Fridge, which is this kind of like post rock instrumental thing, and now he's been doing like the sampler, I guess bordering on dance kind of thing, and has been really successful with it. Another one of his compatriots, Boom Bip, is playing on Saturday, who does the same sort of thing. They have some rappers. Both of those guys have some rappers with them sometimes, but for the most part, it's just their like weird kind of backwards beats.
Yeah, I think I alluded to just in the intro there that this show that we're doing here is all bands that are going to be playing at the Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival, and that's actually...
There's no arts. Yeah. It's a bunch of hippies that start like a little throw-up machine in the middle. Get on! Watch us breathe fire, hippies! That's the only art.
Well, they have that. They have some sculptures and
screw that.
Some weird places to meet people. Yeah, meet me at the One-Eyed Robot.
Stan the Coachella Man.
What's that?
That's what was our meeting place all the time last year. It's like this 30-foot, I don't know, it looks like one of those like H.G. Wells, War of the Worlds, cheesy robots.
Yeah,
but it's made of
So that was there. I went last year. That was my first time.
Oh, it's been there for, I think, a couple years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I've been going since 1984.
So that's the
when Bauhaus first played. And they're playing again. It's an anniversary.
You party.
I party.
Let's see. There's so that's Saturday and Sunday for those of you on the East Coast.
Suckers. You
know, I don't know. Anyway, so it's going to be a good show. I'm looking forward to it. There's a ton of bands. Just to name a few we've we got Fortet and Spoon and
one of the best bands ever.
Then you know you guys you'll hear some more stuff, but some of the big bands that are playing, these are a lot of the sort of smaller kind of side stage bands that we're going to play today. Then we also got like Nine Inch Nails, Weezer, as Chris mentioned, Bauhaus is playing. Coldplay, New Order.
It's a very British bill this year. They got Bauhaus, Coldplay, Chemical Brothers, Keen, Snow Patrol,
Uncle.
Gang of Four, Uncle. I mean, just of the main sort of big stage bands, Prodigy. There's a lot of New Order,
Snow Patrol, Block Party.
There's a lot of the bigger. Yeah. Bands are really British. I think they didn't know what to do because last year sort of they just kept getting all these massive bands, Kraftwerk, Pixies, Radiohead,
right.
And they
so
almost
they just
didn't
want to go with that theme.
Cure. I mean, they didn't know where to go after that because it was like last year sold out and it was like sort of a. I mean, it was always big. I mean, Bjork and Chemical Brothers have played there before, but last year it was like off the charts. So I think this year they were like, "Who are we going to get back together this year?"
Well, it was an incredible show too.
Yeah.
I mean,
but it was a clusterfuck.
You know, it's hard with these festivals too, though. I think I mean, inevitably you end up not getting the best performances out of these bands, but at the same time, you get to see so many great bands.
Good for the fan, not for the band.
But what I mean, but the DJs actually tend to do really well in this environment
because the DJs they don't change up too much. Like I had seen the Rapture there, I guess 2 years ago, and they played at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And the other tents are so small and non DJ oriented that they keep them very bright. So Rapture, that brand of music, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon in the hot sun, just doesn't translate. Whereas you know, Underworld played. I mean, they played at night, but like you know, all these DJs that play during the day, The dance tent is so big, and they make sure to keep it dark and have all these crazy lights that I think it translates a little easier. It's not as different from a dark club as the bright tents and outside is.
Right, yeah, absolutely. That
and some bands just can't translate to that. Polyphonic Spree worked great out there, I mean, for what they are. But someone like The Rapture, it's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's not their time.
Yeah, you got to be on a lot of drugs and really drunk.
But still, even if you are, it's not their time.
Who says daylight's for sobriety? Okay, so we're going to move on to some more tunes here and kind of keep the show rolling. I don't know.
What is coming up, Mitch? Tag it for us.
I think we're going to do maybe a little something from
Ambulance
Limited.
Limited. I don't want to get sued.
This is off. What's this album? It's the one with the beige and the green.
It's the only one.
Blue.
I think it's new samples.
Yeah, Ambulance Limited. Yeah, this just came out. So here we go. Ambulance
Good
Limited.
Album.
Thank you.
Good thing I'm not the lead singer in that band.
That was Mitch McAllister covering Ambulance Limited.
Yeah, that's a great album. I like...
Good album.
I mean, that's the track that's that they have freely available on their website, so I guess...
See, the other single, too.
Is that their new single? Because I thought the first one was The Way I Treat You, the way or I Treat, Primitive, I think, was or whatever it's called.
Primitive, The Way I Treat You. I think that was the first single. That was the one KCRW played a lot, and then that one, I think. I think they played that on Conan or Letterman or whatever they were on.
I like that Primitive song a lot. That one we just played. It's good album. It's good, too.
Good live band.
Reminds me of the Doves, which is...
Canceled.
Yeah, they're not playing.
Canceled. Jimmy's sick. Bad vocal cords.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a bummer. Another good Brit band on the bill. It was on the bill.
So, that's Ambulance Limited. And woo! Good thing they're... If we were cop casting, we might get busted.
Oh, call back. Anyone's listening to the South by Southwest Roundup? That was a cop cast. You should get a nice sound effect for that.
You shaved your mustache.
I'm sorry, listeners. Don't hate me.
I mean, not that you could see it, but I'm sure you could kind of hear it a little bit. Mitch, it was hanging over the front lip.
Would you do me a favor? I told you I wouldn't come back on unless you put a picture of me up. And I'm going to say it again. Put a picture of me up with the mustache, and I'll come back on.
Oh, I don't remember that.
It was off the air.
Oh, you said that off air. See? I can't be held
accountable. You don't listen
that.
Off air. Yeah. You only listen on
I
air.
I only listen to, yeah.
I talk to your girl.
See, we don't talk. We don't.
We just met on air. we're new friends. Mark? Mitch?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
How you doing?
Remember you from last show.
Yeah. You're a good guy. I hear you're a really talented actor.
That's not true.
Weren't you on Punk'd?
I was not.
Oh, we're not discussing that. That's not, that not public
I was
knowledge.
On the, I was on The Bold and the Beautiful once. I played a retarded waiter. Brought someone their food, and then I spilled it on them, but they couldn't blame me because I had Tourette's. Wait, that's different. I'm sorry.
But Tourette's is not something...
I also have IBS.
You can't make fun
irritable
of
bowel
like
syndrome.
That. See, that's awesome.
That's awesome. You can make fun of those people because fuck them. You shit yourself? Hey, poop, too bad. Here's your food. Oh, sorry.
That was a... Now we're starting to sound like the Don and Drew show.
Everyone, call it if you want to show your boobs. Imagine you try to get that going. There was a show on the East Coast, I forget what it was called, where you were supposed to put like a bumper sticker on your car, and if you saw the if you had the bumper sticker, girls had like take off their tops or something, and then guys would call, "I'm looking at a girl with big boobs. She's gonna take her she took her top off. It's awesome." And they'd call in, and but it was all a radio show, but it was all just description, like, "She's really hot. She's got big nipples," and they would just talk about the boobs they were seeing. The guys were like, "All right, another one, another guy happy because of us." It's like this Howard Stern esque show.
That sounds fantastic.
It was terrible and misogynistic.
It was a piece of crap, piece of crap. It was the man on the corner, and he was written from the Bible. What did he say, Ron?
Said, "I don't like you."
Says so in here, and I said, "What? That's just a piece of crap, piece of crap." I met the man and I talked to him. I took him back to my flat, my flat. He looked at me and he said, "What's the matter, what's the matter?" I said, "I can't stop, can't stop." I said, "I can't stop, can't stop." I said, "I can't stop." And he said, "What? That's just a piece of crap, piece of crap." You talk a piece of crap, piece of crap. Sounds like I'm sick, sick and sick and sick of this. Look at this. It was a piece of crap, piece of crap.
So that song saved us right there. We got involved in the tricky conversation.
We started going blue.
So yeah, that was the future heads.
Future heads.
They're kind of fun. That's it. That song's pretty kind of hardcore punk sound. Some of their stuff's a little mellower, more like kind of Brit punk. I don't know what you know, like the Clash or something, like, you know, something kind of like that. But anyways, that's a piece of crap off their newest release. They're making waves over at Amoeba Records.
They played there, so I'm playing.
Oh, okay.
They have great free shows at Amoeba. Spoon is playing there in May, actually.
Oh, cool.
And there's so many people.
Yeah, there's people crazy. Come through there every day. I was on their newsletter for a while, but I just had to, like, not, because it was coming so often.
You should talk about our picks?
Yeah, sure.
Not the picks Mitch is going to post on the website of us, but our picks for Coachella.
You mean, like, who we're going to...
Because those are the hot picks.
Yeah. Okay.
P-I-X.
So, like, I'm really looking forward to Coldplay, because, like...
I'm not familiar with them, Mitch. What do, like, they sound like?
They're pretty much, like, my favorite band. And you're just jealous because I've been chatting online with babes all day.
You are correct, Mitch. Okay, I'm going to tell you who I'm not going to see on Saturday, who I think is overrated, and there'll probably be a lot of people at, but you, a listener, should skip. Are you ready for this, Mitch? Is this too much negativity?
No. Negativity is okay in small doses.
Okay.
As long as Coldplay's not on your list, whatever you say.
Okay, never mind. Let's skip the section. bands I will be skipping on Saturday. Keane. Can't do it. Mm-hmm. Razorlight. Another. Actually, these are all... Well, these three are Brit bands. Keane, Razorlight, and Stereophonics, I think, are all way overrated in their own respects. And Radio 4, I think, are done. They used to work with the DFA, not anymore. I think they kind of... They suck it. And Perry Farrell is the only person I've seen DJ... He's DJing. Last year, he had two slots, which is the only person I've ever seen have that. And... this year he's playing again. I think this is the third year in a row he's playing.
His name's not on the list, though. What's his...
His DJ name is DJ Peretz.
Oh, okay.
Which has got to be something from the Talmud or some Jewish thing that he does. But, I mean, he's not bad. He's fine. But I'm boycotting because I think he gets too many opportunities, and I think he's a rock star turned DJ. I think he should have DJs turned rock stars. That's who I'm skipping on Saturday. Sunday, this band, I have a feeling they're good. But I've never heard them because I stopped listening to KCRW, and I don't like to hear Nick Harcourt say their name anymore.
What's
called
that?
Graham Rabbit.
Oh yeah,
I'm tired of that name. I don't know what they sound. I have no idea what they sound like, but I'm tired of hearing his stupid accent.
Hey, Graham Rabbit here on KCRW.
Playing Cafe Tacuba Saturday.
Tired of that dude. And
Jessica Hoop
at the Hotel Cafe Saturday night. Along with a bunch of other lesbian singer-songwriters. Also skipping on Sunday, The Bravery, who I think are just way over... I mean, their songs aren't bad, but they're just so derivative.
Don't barf on the mic, dude.
Sorry. And I just got an email forward that said they were cast like a Backstreet Boy band. Like a boy band.
Yeah, because the lead singer used to be like a bass player, and then someone's like, well, you're pretty good looking. Maybe.
Yeah, I heard they were all homeless, and they were rescued by that big fat guy that put the Backstreet Boys together.
You guys can make a band! You're the bass player! You're the drummer! Shave your head into a mohawk, and you got a record deal!
Stupid.
Okay, alright. All this negativity is getting really down.
Okay. Show us your boobs. Who's got bumper? Who's got Notes from the Underground bumper stickers out there?
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm. You want to hear who I will go to see?
Who will you go see?
No one. Those are all the bands I won't go to see. The bands I will go to see. Spoon is definitely a band to catch. I've seen them live a couple times. Ambulance puts on a good show. Uncle, I don't know. I think they're playing live as opposed to DJing. But
well, it says it's James With James Lavelle, that's like he's the DJ though. He's
Uncle, basically.
He doesn't do any vocals or
no, but they like the Chemical Brothers. They can play live too.
Yeah,
I've seen him do both. He's good. He's always good.
How cool would it be if they got the Queens of the Stone Age dude,
Josh Homme.
Josh Homme to sing that track.
That would be nice.
Or it would be like totally awesome.
A couple good hip-hop guys are playing. MF Doom is playing, and this other white, possibly Canadian guy, I don't know where he's from, definitely white dude, Buck 65. He's kind of like one of those intelligent rappers, but MF Doom is hot. Chemical Brothers are DJing, which personally I look forward to more than their live sets, because live sets tend to be like greatest hits. When they played last time, before Bjork, it was like, you know, Block Rock and Beats, all the big singles, so when they DJ, it's different. And then Tiga is also a good DJ. He's a Canadian dude. And Fortet, I would also recommend. And Sunday, Gang of Four, Sloan, which is actually another Canadian band who've been around for like ever. Kasabian, who are, I think, one of those bands on the border of like just a little outside. I mean, they're good, but I think they're just pursuing it so much that they're getting a little overhyped. But Autolux is a great band. You said you...
I got some of their stuff on that Rhapsody website, but I wasn't able to pull any downloads for the show.
No freebies.
But they're a great band.
But they're great live. I saw them play with Secret Machines and Moving Units, and they're great. British Sea Power is also playing on Sunday.
They're all tied into the Killers and stuff, too, like the Autolux.
They are?
Yeah, there's some compilation that I saw that had... Or maybe it's just the way they do it on Rhapsody, where they do like cross marketing with the Killers and Secret Machines and Autolux.
Well, they're like all the hyped bands now.
Yeah. And the Walkmen. The Walkmen are on there too.
Walkmen are awesome.
Yeah.
Gang of Four, gonna see that. Bright Eyes, I kind of don't hate anymore. This new album is not as emo as...
Well, there's two. There's the acoustic one, there's the electric one.
Well, these albums are not as emo as the last ones were.
Like Use Your Illusion 1 and 2.
much like Use Your Illusion 1 and 2, Mitch. Right now we got a Guns N' Roses track for you.
Hey.
Pinback is playing, kind of a stalwart indie band, been around for a while, they're reliable. Ben Watt from Everything But The Girl. It's good. Matthew Deer, who is an amazing DJ, is playing on Sunday also. And British Sea Power, who I saw last year at South by Southwest, and would recommend. The new album is actually better than their first album. So
let's play a track from that band. Don't we? We got a couple more tracks to go through here, folks. So here we go with one from British Sea Power. This one's called O Larson B.
It is called that.
And that's off their newest album.
Open Season, Rough Trade Records.
I think it's
All right. Larson B. Oh, Larson B. That was British Sea Power. And I guess we already gave you all that info, so I'm kind of talking nonsense here.
Playing Sunday. Probably in the second stage.
I got some music playing here in the background from...
Matmos.
Matmos. And their...
Lepo Studio.
Yeah, they're... what's this? That's what the song's called, Lipo Studio. Didn't it have a longer name than that?
Lipo Studio and On or something like that. These guys are interesting. This album they made is all... Everything they use are sounds they took from... I don't know where they got it, but plastic surgery. Or surgery. Surgery. So all surgery noises. All these things are sent through like a MIDI controller and a... computer program and just tweaked and looped and made into songs. And these guys have had a couple albums, but this is the only one they did that way. They're sort of traditional dance guys, but they also backed Bjork. I think it was the Vespertine tour, and went did the album with her and then went on tour with her. So that was kind of their big claim to fame, and now they're back playing themselves, and they're going to be playing this year.
That's very cool. That's I love like a really, you know, kind of creative means of accomplishing, you know. I mean, it's pretty easy to just sort of take the stock sound effects that come with a software package.
Loops.
Yeah, exactly. The Reason factory settings. Or
these
whatever.
Guys are real tech heads. I think everything they do is on computer, and I think that's why Bjork, or they appeal to Bjork, because she's sort of, I don't know, I mean, organic and technologically based. So these guys were all technology, and she just did her sort of vocals for Vespertine, and just they just tweaked the hell out of it.
Well, that's badass.
It's awesome. So, and actually, I met this dude, one of the dudes that plays with them, was on my flight last year on Southwest Airlines to South by Southwest. And so we were talking for a while, and then I never talked to him again. And then ran into him a year later, this year at South by Southwest, and talked to him again.
That's so funny.
And he's like, yeah, we're playing Coachella, dude. So I think his name is Steve, or something like that. But he's a good dude.
It's not like... It's not like... France.
No. No.
Dirk.
Definitely not.
Okay, so...
So, I have a recommendation for people out there, Coachella-wise. If you're going to go, first of all... Well, the tickets are usually available, except for last year, but book early. And I would say, what I do every year, is get a house. Because if you got a couple people that are going, a group of people, from the Los Angeles area, or anywhere really, hotels will cost you a good... cost you mint, and the houses tend to be either right there in Indio, Palm Springs, Cathedral City, all the little towns right there, and you can get them for like $200-$300 a night for 3 to 4 bedrooms, which you can squeeze, you know, 20-30 people in there.
30 people in a 3-bedroom.
Now you can get 6-8 people in there.
Me and my 9 cousins.
So that's what we've done every year. We always get a house with a pool, so it's. I would recommend it because it's a nice vacation for anyone out of LA, outside of LA, or flying in for the festival. And you just feel like you got something else to do. You go back to the pool. We usually go up on Friday and enjoy the house because we get like a 3-night minimum.
And that way you can party a little bit after the show.
Yeah, you get somewhere to go back to instead of a hotel room.
Yeah.
So
that's cool.
That's my tip for Coachella 2005.
More money-saving opportunities coming out of this Chris Tarantino guy. I tell ya.
I'm your, I'm the Jew in the field. Hi! Here to tell you how to save money in South by Southwest, everybody. It's Harvey.
yeah.
Don't buy the beer at the beer tent, it's a ripoff.
Is it still Passover?
I don't know.
I'm not
Jewish.
Okay.
Sorry.
Anyways, we've got a couple. We got a couple more tracks here. Actually, we have one more track.
A couple being one,
and that'll pretty much that'll wrap it up. Call it an evening after that. So, what's this? What's this last track?
This is a band called Midlake. Who, honestly, I don't know a lot about.
Like the last name on the bill on Saturday.
They are, which is an honor. I don't know much about them, but they had a track up there that I kind of like called Balloon Maker. And I guess we're going to hear that in a little bit. They're one of those unidentified bands at Coachella that are just like, yes, we made it on the bill.
Excellent.
We're last, but we made it.
All right, so we're going to do one last track, and I'm just going to wind it out from there. So once that again,
sounds good.
Thanks for logging in and tuning in and downloading all that techno jargon. I appreciate it. I'm getting more people every day, so it's exciting. This is fun for me. I'm going to keep doing it, and hopefully have Chris in every once in a while and just kind of do whatever. So appreciate you guys for listening and being there.
Thanks for having me on, Mitch.
Here we go with Midlake, Balloon Maker.
He was a great. There's no waves
Thanks again. This is Mitch McAllister of Notes from the Underground signing off. Say goodbye, Chris.
Good night.